Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for the power to decree and declare a thing. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and we declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding takes us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you, we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relations. This is the declaration. Amen, Father God. And we decree and declare all these in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line and speak in our heavenly language.
And people of God, if when we open up your line, if you have any background noise, we're asking that you mute yourselves out. Thank you.
Muted.
Hallelujah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for this new day that you have made. Thank you for life, health, strength, for your goodness and your mercy and your love, your loving kindness, God. Thank you, God, for covering us and bringing us together again on this line, God, in our right minds, God. In the beauty of holiness, we are joined together, and we thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, I ask you to look upon the company of prophets and those who, the prophets that are on the line this morning, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them in their bodies. Strengthen the works of their hands and all that concerns them. Oh, God, thank you for the leadership, God, Prophetess Darlene. And thank you for the master prophet, Prophetess Deborah, and for their vision, God, and for allowing us this space at this time in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for each and every person on the line listening in. I ask you to bless them, strengthen them, and protect them, Lord Jesus. Guide them and keep them. Keep their minds. Keep their strength, God. Allow their families to be blessed, oh God. And thank you for the covering that you've placed over all of us, the hedge of protection that surrounds us, God, keeping us from day to day. God, thank you. Lord, I ask you to remember those whose names are on the sick list, those who are sick and shut in, God. Bless them and strengthen them, God, and heal their bodies, Lord. Bring their minds into one accord with you, oh God. God, strengthen them and keep them, God. And I thank you for even my own family, God. Thank you for how you're bringing their minds to the right place that you would have it to be, God. And bless them and strengthen them and keep them. And thank you, no more premature deaths, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for the men in the family who are growing up, God. For the young men in the family, I ask you to cover them, protect them, and keep them from the harms of the street. Oh, God, I ask you to save them, Lord. I thank you for my sister. Bless her, Lord Jesus. And for all of the children in the family, God. And I thank you for all the children all over, God. Lord, bring their minds to you. Children, new children are being born every day, God. Bless them, touch them, strengthen them, God. Keep them. God, thank you for your mercy which endures forever, oh God. And those prophets who are not here, God, bring the men back to the line, God. You said men ought to always pray and not faint. Bring the men back to the line, God. Let them not give up. Let them not grow weary, God. And thank you for the upcoming conference, Lord. I ask that I would be able to be in the midst, oh God, in the company of the prophets, Lord. Looking forward to that conference, God. So I ask you to strengthen my body and strengthen my finances that I may be there, God. And I thank you, God. I'm just really looking forward to it. Thank you, oh Father. And thank you for this upcoming opportunity that's opened the doors for me on Friday coming, God. I thank you and I pray that it works out for me. And I just bless you, Lord. I praise you. I love you for your mercy and your goodness. And I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Psalms 109, 19 through 22nd. Father, we just thank you for another day to come before your presence. Father, we are excited to be on this call tonight to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Father, we know that all things come together because you have ordained it to be. Father, we thank you in this time and in this season that no weapon formed against anyone on this line shall ever prosper. Father, we know that we claim victory from the north, south, east, and west. Father, we thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan. Father, we thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for Mother Mary Berrien and Mother Mary Jordan. Father, we thank you for the legacy of the Jordan family. Father, expand them, increase them like never before. Father, we thank you for every legacy that's represented on this line. Father, may you cover our children from the north, south, east, and west. Father, we know that in this season, you are our God. You are our Lord. You are our salvation. And we thank God that you are here and will always be here for us. Father, we thank you for covering the elderly, and we thank you for feeding and clothing the homeless. Father, may they never think that you're never there, because you said you will never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us. Father, we thank you for every creative idea that you give us. Father, we thank you for debt cancellation and restoration. Father, we thank you for the victory in court cases. Father, we thank you for the victory in new housing and real estate ownership. Father, we thank you that as you rise us up, we thank you that you give us peace of mind to move forward with confidence, Lord. Father, we thank you for strengthening our mind, body, and soul. Father, we thank you for elevation. We thank you for transformation. Father, we thank you for victory that only you can grant us. Father, we thank you that even you cover marriages in this season. Lord, keep the family together, Lord. We know that all things are possible if we just believe in you. Father, let us know a greater knowing of you by reading your word daily, day in and day out. Father, thank you for allowing us to be still in our meditative hours, and so you can refresh us every day, Lord. Father, thank you for the president and the cabinet. Lord, let them hear your whisper of instructions. Father, we just thank you that even as we move forward, that we know that all things are coming together. Lord, we thank you for guiding our path. Lord, we thank you that we'll follow your law and your way of doing things. Father, we know that you're going to bring joy and peace beyond all understanding. And Father, I thank you for every prayer request that was uttered on this line. Father, cover them with your loving kindness. Father, we thank you for the good report in every situation that is presented on this line today. For we know that your son said yes, and we thank him for it, and we know without you, where would we be? Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, I just thank you for this day. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on your own understanding. On all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. Thank you, Father God, for the elevation of your people worldwide. Thank you for the gifts and talents that you give them. Thank you, Father, for being your presence, and along with the company of prophets, to come before your throne to pray for the people worldwide and my family as well. I lift up our leaders, Archbishop Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Continue to strengthen them, Father, as they globalize the prophetic worldwide. I thank you for all the prophets on the line tonight and even in the background and worldwide to be a yes and assistant in globalizing the prophetic. I thank you, Father God, in advance for the miracles you perform in our lives, the open doors that no man can shut, new and right connections, new relationships, and in business as well. I thank you, Father God, for being Jehovah Rapha, the God of healing, all of your people worldwide, all the people that's on the prayer list. And I thank you for an extra portion for Prophetess Glenda Freeman, Lord, in this hour. I thank you, Father God, for the conversations of peace worldwide. I thank you your desires. I thank you for the desires of our heart and mind to be fulfilled. I thank you, Lord, for you are deserving to be have the glory, the honor, and I love you, Lord. I thank you for the fivefold ministry. May they continue to teach your people the truth worldwide of who you are. And I thank you for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. I thank you for all the people who seek in and find in you, Lord. May they have peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you for the families and marriages that you are the originator of, Lord. Bless them to remain together as they serve you each day. I thank you, Lord, for the mothers of the church, Mother Jordan and Mother Barry and Mother Gladys, and all the mothers worldwide for their faithfulness and the wisdom that they share with us daily. I thank you for the hedge of protection of my son Paul Nesbitt and Meek Mills and all the men in prison. Thank you for their early release. I thank you for protection, the hedge of protection you give for your children worldwide as they travel to and from school, and cover the school system, Lord, from the principals down to the children and the janitors who have an eye to watch out for the children as well. I thank you, Father God, for new ideas, and I thank you for all of us that we can help build your kingdom. I thank you for restoration, debt cancellation, a fresh wind of peace and love in all households that's represented on this call and worldwide. Thank you for new opportunities. Thank you for wealth, Lord. I thank you for the devastated cities that you have your angels covering in this time. May they be restored to the fullest with all the supplies, water, food, electricity, heat, clothing, everything, Lord. I thank you in advance. I thank you for the first family, which is the Jordan family, and their legacy. Keep them strengthened, Lord, and all the legacies represented on this call. Bless each family with your love, Father God. I thank you for your training that Master Prophet gives us, Lord. I thank you for the fruits of your spirit, which is peace, love, joy, etc. Thank you for bringing us from glory to glory, Father. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for being a yes to save us all. Thank you for your promotion. Thank you for entrepreneurs arising in the season in business. Thank you for housing favor. Thank you for your presence always and being right with us, Lord. I thank you for your anointing, your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your fire to break every curse, every addiction, everything that's not you, Lord. And I give you the honor, praise, and glory in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Next prophet, Prophetess Barbara.
I was on mute, excuse me. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My soul, amen, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus, oh my God, hallelujah, thus will I bless thee while I live, amen. I will lift up my hands in thy name, thank you. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Oh God, I bless your name. We thank you for the overflow, God. We thank you for the blessings that you give that make us rich and add in no sorrow. We thank you for favor in court cases like for your son Marcus Fugate, Father God, and any others that have situations, Father God, where we know you'll be the lawyer in the courtroom. We thank you for strength, grace, and new mercies, God. Thank you for your word that gives life and for your prophet that can teach us, Father God, with a better prophetic understanding. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for a space for united prayer, Father God. Thank you for every prophetic word that is prophesied over our lives. Thank you for prophecology, Father, the conferences that strengthen us and sharpen us, Father God. Thank you for our leaders, Archbishop and Pastor Jordan, and their vision for Zoe Ministries. We bless and lift them and the Zoe dynasty. Thank you for recovery, renewal, and restoration, and touching your daughter, Prophetess Glenda Freeman. We thank you and we bless you for her and people like Ronald Blake, Father God, constant recovery, like Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. We thank you, God, for new opportunities, favor in marriages and relationship and finances. Thank you for real estate favor, Father God, and those who are in need of homes, Father God. Thank you for blessing the homeless, Father God. We touch and agree, Father God, for those who are in need, and we trust you, Father God, for you cover us, Father God. You send your angels of mercy ahead, Father God, to watch over us. Thank you for even the governmental situation, Father God, for we're even trusting you with that. Thank you for the seniors and for the children, Father God, for we're trusting you for the help that covers and anything that's unlike you that shall be revealed in those who can help, Father God. I thank you, God, even for my generation, Father God, my lineage, Father God, the Tuckers, the Blakes, Father God, the Elims, the Cuffs, Father God. Oh, we give your name the praise for our family and our ancestors. Thank you for those who assist us in our homes, Father God, the nurses, Father God, Mr. Buster who comes and helps here, Father God. We thank and we lift you for every prophet that comes forth here, Father God, giving of their time, Father God, that you touch their homes, Father God, in a special way, healing and financial and even housing, Father God. We decree and we declare breakthroughs over our lives and any principalities and rulers in dark places. We cancel them out and we cut them, we chop them in Jesus' name, Father God, for you've given us power, Father God, to decree, to live, to walk in victory, and we are victorious through your word and through your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for every petition, every name that's listed on the list, and everyone that's connected here on the prayer line, Father God. You know their names, situations, and their faces. We thank you, and we claim victory for everyone, everyone on this line. We give your name the praise and the honor and the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we give you the glory and honor and the praise. We bless you, Lord, for your anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. We thank you, Father God, that you've broken down all the hedges and the strongholds of the enemy you brought to ruin. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your circumcision and we worship you in the Spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus and we have no confidence in the flesh. But our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, Father, to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that abashata, that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. Lord God, we pull down every stronghold of ignorance. We pull down every stronghold of rebellion. We pull down every stronghold of every religious spirit. We pull down every stronghold, abashata, of disobedience. We pull down every stronghold of anxiety and mental issues, mental spirits. We pull down every stronghold of every spirit of infirmity. We pull down every stronghold of lack. We pull down every stronghold of fear and doubt and unbelief. And we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we hear your instruction and we're attentive to no understanding. And we hold fast to instruction and let it not go, that our life will be preserved. We give you the glory, Father God, for your redemptive work in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of your glory in our experience. We thank you, Father God, for your power is present to heal even now. We thank you, Lord God, that your power is resonating and it subdues every power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm us. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiveness of sin. We thank you, Lord God, for washing us and cleansing us and restoring us. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration and repair. We thank you for giving us a clean heart, O God, and renewing the right spirit, the faith spirit, the humble spirit, the faithful spirit, the obedient spirit. We thank you, for renewing us and reviving us and strengthening us, Lord God. We give you the glory, Lord, that you raise up the poor out of the dust and you lift up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among the princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are yours, Father, and you have set the world upon them. And it is your desire to give us the keys of the kingdom. And you have redeemed us from the curse of the law. You've redeemed us from poverty. Ashata. You've redeemed us from sickness. You've redeemed us from spiritual death. For poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. Asharobosha. And for death, you've given us eternal life. We thank you, God, for your provision on the cross. We thank you, Lord God, for without faith it is impossible to please you. But he that cometh to you must first believe that you are and that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And Father God, you said if we diligently seek you and hearken diligently unto your word, that all of these blessings shall come upon us, shall overtake us, and blessed are we in the city and in the field, and our bodies, our basket, our storehouse. Father God, everything we set our hands to do is blessed because we hearken. I'm ashamed. Father God, give us a mind to hearken. Give us a mind and a heart of submission, Father God. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and it shall not be named among us. Help us, Lord God. Break the bands of wickedness and the strong generational curse of rebellion in our bloodline, God, and cause us to come into right divine alignment in the name of Jesus. For you said, whosoever shall call upon your name shall be delivered. And God, we decree and declare deliverance from every spirit of pride and disobedience. We decree and declare deliverance and freedom from fundamental views and religiosity that has bounded us up and restricted us from stepping out in faith and truth that has been downloaded to us from our Archbishop. God, open up our minds and our hearts to receive these truths that are life-changing. Breathe upon us even now. Let your anointing flow, touching every heart and every mind. God, shifting our thinking. And we bless our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, for the stand, for the faith, for the commitment, for the sacrifice. And we strengthen their hands in this season, God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus and the first family and all that concerns them. We cover them in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that as we cover them, you cover us. Oh, Rabba Shatta. Thank you for the covering, Father. Thank you for your covering. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, it is another day's journey, and we are glad about it. Thank God for Jesus and his atoning blood that cleanses us from all of our sin. We ask that you hold on. Don't drop off the call yet. Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Amen. Prophetess Olivia, are you prepared to do the announcements?
Yes and yes, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Now, thank you.
As follows, join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live at 9 o'clock Monday through Saturday at the same number, 515-604-9266. Then we have our Pop Life conference call at 12 noon. And on that call, they'll be discussing prophecology if you have questions about poems. 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua Jordan, Master Prophet's firstborn son, who's doing an incredible job in teaching the people of God on that conference call. Then join us back here at 12 midnight for our midnight cry call with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Now, you can text to give your seed at 646-762-0433. 646-762-0433. This call is a blessing to you. Please sow your seed. And if you have any prayer requests, you can contact Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. That's www.pastorjordan.com. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Amen. And also, we want to impress upon you to join the Book of the Month Club. Amen. The Book of the Month 4, it has been launched, and it is time to register. Amen. You don't want to miss the next publication that Archbishop will be releasing. Amen. If you were on the call this morning, then you'll know what transpired there with the book that he'll be teaching out of this week. You don't want to miss it. He'll be teaching all the way up to prophecology. Amen. You don't want to miss, amen, the push for the birthing of the new millionaires. Amen. You want to be on these calls. Amen. And don't forget to respond to the email. Check your email. Amen. Archbishop is diligent of in sending out these letters daily. Amen. And you don't want to miss the message that Archbishop has prepared. Amen. That Spirit has downloaded. Amen. And anointed him to release. Amen. And to declare unto us the seed that we need to sow. Amen, for the next level of breakthrough. Amen. Don't forget, February 23rd through the 26th, Prophecology, the birthing house, the latter rain. And it is going to be held at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square. Now, we know registration is closed, but you can still attend. Amen. For the small token of $2,500, you will have full access to all of the conference, amen, workshops, and everything that Archbishop has prepared. You must, though, get your own hotel accommodations and food will not be included. Amen. But it is so important to register for the next book of the month, for the next Prophecology, because by being a part of the book of the month, your hotel, accommodations, and food and lodging will be covered. Amen. Plus, you'll get a book every month from Archbishop. Amen. Listen, we don't want to miss this conference because we know that Archbishop always over-delivers. If you were at the last one, then you know what I'm talking about. If you were at the one before that, you know what I'm talking about. Every round goes higher and higher and higher. Amen. Company of Prophets, bless you. Thank you for your stand. Thank you for your continued faithfulness. Pastor Deborah thanks you and loves you to life. Amen. Archbishop thanks you and blesses you for your faithful commitment. Amen. And I love you to life. Thank you. We cannot do this alone. We cannot do this without your support. Thank you for helping to stand and to strengthen the hands of our leadership. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.